T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we are back live from the brand new Tasty Cake Studios of 94 WIP in our new home at 2400 Market Street. 888-729-9494. Now, all last week, fans were mad about Jadeveon Clowney. And as we got deeper into the week, we were wondering if he was going to be fined at all. I think by Friday, we both agreed that he wasn't going to get fined, because what exactly were they waiting for? Well, he did not get fined. Mm-hmm. John Runyon joined the morning show this morning. And stay with it. It's a good little bit here, but it's good stuff. So John Runyon, who now, your former teammate, is that whole team just in the NFL offices now, seems like?
Yeah. I mean, not the whole team, but, you know.
A lot of them.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have. I mean, listen, you got Troy up there. You got a few of them up there.
Yeah, so, I thought they were supposed to help us.
Yeah,
not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case.
So John Runyon, who should be probably the last person deciding on discipline for dirty hits, is the guy that's deciding on discipline for dirty hits.
Yeah.
He spoke to Angelo in the morning team why Jadeveon Clowney didn't get fined. Here it is.
Yep.
Here's the thing about it, Angelo. And yep. When you go through the whole process, so we look at it. So he's not a defensive player because he's not catching a pass, and he's a runner, so he doesn't have the roughing the passer protection. So you go down the list of stuff in unnecessary roughness. It wasn't a leg width. It's not out of bounds. He's not blocking someone out of bounds. His forward progress had not been stopped, and he had not slid feet first. He was not on the ground. He was, the next one is unnecessary running, diving, throwing your body against a player who is out of the player, should not have reasonably anticipated contact. That's the kind of stuff I used to do when I was on the other side of the field.
Right.
You know, a kicker or punter fading, standing still or fading backwards after the ball is kicked. The only one that you can get in there is using any part of the player's helmet or face mask to ram, butt, or spear an opponent. Note, this provision does not prohibit incidental contact by the mask or the helmet in the course of a conventional tackle. So when you go back and look at this play, it is really, really close. Carson's elbow is still off the ground as Clowney's arm, and the first thing that contacts Wentz is Clowney's arm to his hip and lower back area, and then his shoulder rolls in, and then the helmet goes in. In all of that happening, so I'm ruling there's contact to the hip before the elbow's down, so he's not down by contact, and the continuation of the play is deemed incidental at that point.
All right, well, there you have it. I mean,
listen, I got a lot of love for my former teammate, and you know that, and I can respect the job that he's doing up there in the league office, but I can't respect that explanation. I can't respect that explanation for what he's trying to classify as a regular hit. Like there was nothing wrong with that hit. Almost as if it's like we're being impossible by wanting it to be a flag or a fine. Like almost trying to say, I don't see anything that was wrong with that hit. Well, I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Yeah.
Like, dude, to the naked eye, anybody watching that, you know that that was a hit that was unnecessary. Don't give me the letter of the law nonsense. All that is you're looking for justification to not throw your officials under the bus and be lined up alongside with them. Because if you're going to tell me what that kid did in Houston for the Buffalo Bills, who blocked back on a defensive end who was chasing his quarterback, chasing Josh Allen, and they called that. Not only did they call it a blindside hit, meaning you hit a defenseless guy and it was wrong, you had the nerve to fine the guy $28,000. So you fined that Buffalo Bills player $28,000 for peeling back to protect his quarterback from being tackled from behind from a tackler who is literally running at the quarterback. Not a blindside hit. The guy's in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
He saw it. So not only do you throw a flag on that play, which it shouldn't have been, you double down on it because you're trying to protect your officials. So you tried to validate that by giving that a fine. Are you kidding me? You fined that man 28 grand for that hit, and I'm watching a hit from Jadeveon Clowney hit a quarterback who is defenseless, who can't protect himself, and he spears him, and you come on here with that bogus explanation as to why it's not a finable offense or it shouldn't have been a penalty? Come on, man. Now, that's the definition. Again, big fella, I love you, man. I love you. That's a company answer.
Yep.
That's what that is. That's a company answer.
He gave a really complicated explanation to a pretty simple.
Something that was simple.
Pretty simple.
It wasn't as complicated as he just tried to make it.
It wasn't. It was very simple. You fine him, it should have been a penalty, end the story, goodbye.
Yes.
He doesn't get suspended or anything else. But, I mean, bottom line is that the result of the play matters. It does. The result of the play matters. Yeah. If Carson Wentz isn't knocked out of the game there, no one's even discussing it.
Yeah. And John, I would ask you this, I'd ask Troy this, and I would ask the commissioner this. You'd be okay if defenders aren't flying around hitting your quarterbacks like that?
No.
You're okay with that? That's what you're basically saying. That it's go ahead and hit the quarterbacks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Knock them out the game. Give them concussions. That's basically what you just said, that was okay to do.
Yeah, that is what they said. No, it's fine. That is what they said.
And they know good and well that's not what they've been preaching.
And that's the last thing that they want. That's why I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah, that was more or less, let me try to, I don't want to throw the officials under the bus. Mike Pereira came out and said it. Right, Mike Pereira?
They go so above and beyond. Yes, of course, because it's easy to see.
Yes.
They go above and beyond to protect the quarterback, but yet on a play like that, they don't want to protect the quarterback. Oh, well, he was diving head first and he wasn't down yet. Oh, freaking baloney.
Stop it.
Ridiculous.
He was defenseless. And not only that, forget about Carson. Just look at Clowney's act. He is spearing the guy.
He changed his body angle. He changed the way he was going into it. He knew what he was doing.
Yes.
It's so simple.
Yes.
It wasn't
even complicated.
Oh, my God. All right, let's give you our Twitter question, and then we're going to get back into it. And Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, it's the place to go. Their flagship store right there on Route 309. Online, mark-jewelers.com. And it's not even, like, we were talking about cheating and this and that. And I even have to say this. So in the last hour or so, a new video came out. Like, mm-hmm. And it's not 2017. It's not the Red Sox in 2018. It's the Astros of 2019. So Jose Altuve hit a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman in Game 6 of the ALCS, sending them to the World Series. And Jack, you jump on the mic here so you can talk about this. So there's a slow-motion video of Altuve. He's about halfway down the third baseline, and you know the mob is waiting for him at home plate to jump on him and pat him and do everything else. And as he's running down, and you can see it in the video in slow motion, he's tugging at his jersey. And you can see him, you can see his lips of what he's saying is.
Clearly,
there's no getting out of this, where he's saying, don't rip my jersey. He's waving his finger, and he's pointing, don't rip my jersey, I got. And then he goes in, and he kind of like covers up his jersey, because Jack, what it's thought he has underneath the jersey is what?
A buzzer.
A buzzer that is being activated by somebody to let him know, instead of banging a trash can, the buzzer is buzzing him on the chest, saying either off speed or fastball or whatever.
Yeah, it's vibrating. Mm. Yep. And then there's also another picture that's come out now of Josh Reddick on a post-game show with just wearing a tank top, and you can see the wire.
Inside. So, yeah. So you know what he does right after? So he's telling people, don't do it, don't do it. He runs into the dugout. There's no jumping on top of him, the pile celebrating. Right. He literally runs in the dugout and runs back into the tunnel.
It's unbelievable.
This guy, he's going to get suspended for a year.
It's unbelievable. I until you showed me, I couldn't believe it.
I mean, you can
clearly see that he's saying, don't rip my shirt off.
Yeah, because you're going to see the wire.
Yeah.
It's like a mob movie where he's worried about the mobster seeing the wire that he has underneath his shirt.
Yes.
I remember watching that at bat, and I was like, he's weirdly on these pitches. Like, if Rawls Chapman is borderline impossible,
he's throwing 100
to hit,
miles an hour.
Yeah, and he's just, like, fouling off sliders at 94.
See, and I'll say that cheating is involved in sports, and I believe that, but when you say, like, there's also a punishment that needs to happen, they need to take the World Series away from the Astros. I mean, it went from trash can banging to now they have a buzzer on the
right.
chest. I mean, this is unbelievable that they went.
That's next level. The buzzer on the chest.
It's the only sport you can really do it in. Like, you can't
I mean.
No, I agree. You're right. Yeah.
Unless you're somehow breaking into what the offensive coach or the play caller is saying to the quarterback, which, by the way, wouldn't surprise me if that's been done or tried to be done. Mm-hmm. Certainly. That's the only thing. It's unbelievable to where I mean, what should happen to Altuve now? I mean, you can't just you just can't say it's immunity to the players that talk up. I mean, this is next level. This is an organizational thing, and this is where the players also need to.
Yeah, it should be some players that outrage.
Should they take away his MVP?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear that.
Not if you're not going to do the whole team. Like, if you're still going to give Houston the title. Then what's the point of taking away his MVP?
Yeah, I mean, who even cares about that? But it's pretty clear. Is this the worst cheating that's ever happened in sports? This is much worse than steroids. This is worse than, I get it, if a pitcher has, you know, he's altering the baseball, he's scuffing it up, he has a file, that affects one game. But I've never seen, because the Astros are so good, and this is clearly this changes the results of a game, the outcome.
This dude ran in the clubhouse.
After walking off to go to the World Series.
He didn't stay out there and celebrate with everybody. He runs in the dugout, and you see him go up the tunnel. Like, he has to be going into the clubhouse to get the wire off of him.
And then he comes back out.
Because now he wants to come back out and celebrate.
Right.
That is unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it.
Well, they had to fix the home road splits with the trash cans?
Yes.
They had to fix that by using the buzzers.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because they
can't use trash cans.
They couldn't do that anymore because they were onto them. No, teams knew what they were doing. They just didn't know what they were doing, right? They knew. They knew Cora was instrumental in it. That's why they knew the Red Sox were in it.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like this.
This dude runs up the tunnel. This is unbelievable.
He's clutching his shirt saying, don't rip my shirt.
What else could it possibly be?
He's wagging his finger. He's wagging his finger saying, don't. And then he goes to his shirt and tucks up and, like, grabs his shirt so they can't do it. Runs up the tunnel.
That's the biggest tail sign. And then he
runs up the tunnel, comes back out, and he does the interview in a different shirt.
Oh, that is unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
888-729-9494. I guess the only question about this thing is, like, now – because now what Major League Baseball has done is they all the managers got fired. Now they're just hoping that everything goes away. Mm. This ain't going away. This right here is not going away.
Look at this picture.
And that's where you can see the wire. That's the still where you can see the wire. No, and that's the problem in the Twitter world today.
These guys act like they're in the CIA.
Man, they are.
It's like CIA stuff.
They are in the CIA.
But like now today, and we found this out with Colangelo, you're screwed. There's too much information out there. There's too many videos.
I'm never doing anything.
No,
nothing.
Literally, you don't need investigators. You need Twitter.
Yes.
Because they will figure you out.
Yes.
And they've done it. The Astros are screwed. They shouldn't have the World Series. Like, literally.
Yeah, you might have to take the World Series away.
You might have to take the World Series. I mean, this is CIA
stuff.
This is
not going to go away. It's not going to go away.
No, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Well, I know this.
Yes.
I don't think the Phillies were cheating.
Well, if they were, they're the worst.
Terrible,
cheaters
Eddie.
Ever.
Yeah, we're terrible.
I watched that team for 162 last year. I'm pretty sure they weren't getting the signs.
Let's go to the phones. Ty in Glassboro. Hi, Ty.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? I've been on hold for a while, but I had to join in. First of all, Carson Wentz slid. He gave himself up. he speared him. He should have been kicked out of the game. Mm. But that's not why I really called. The reason why I really called, guys, is when you are a professional, and Ike, you can agree with me on this, and you're the best of the best, and you meet on that playing field, whether it's the NBA Finals, the NFL Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, whatever, you're the best of the best. You claim to be the best. You shouldn't cheat. Like Tom Shady and Bill Belichick. These guys are cheaters, and no punishment had been handed down for these guys. Listen, if you cheat in the championship games, all your rings need to be returned. You need to be fined. All that bonus money you get, you need to return it, guys. You need to return it because you didn't earn it. And I just wanted to see what you guys, you know, thought about that.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
When these players ain't giving that money back, you can forget about that.
No.
He said return the money. They ain't returning that money.
This is the first time.
You can be fined. That's one way of getting it back. You fine them.
I don't know how involved the whole Spygate thing was, when it started, whatever. Deflategate, people up in New England will be like, oh, it wasn't that big of a deal. Then why did right. Tom Brady throw his phone in the river? I mean, who destroys their cell phone so the NFL can't look at it? I mean, that's even if he didn't do anything, just that right there is enough for me to feel like he just incriminated himself by doing it. This is the first time that I've seen in sports where Reggie Bush wins the Heisman, has to give it back. A college team has illegal recruits or guys that are being paid; they have to give up their national championship. This is different.
Did they strip USC of a national title?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Yeah, no.
I think they just punished Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
You think Pete Carroll didn't know about some of that stuff?
Oh, he was running a...
Well, that's why he ran out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know this kind of stuff goes on mm-hmm. with recruits and players getting paid, and I just feel like it's a part of the college game.
Well, Reggie, they went into a $750,000 house. I believe.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this has been going on for a long time. But this right here with the Astros, I've never seen anything like this.
No, that's different level. That's organizational cheating. Again, it's one thing if it's a single player who's gone rogue, right?
Right.
Who's doing something.
Right.
Well, you got buzzers
So Alex Cora, for the most part, was blamed for 2017 when he was a bench coach of the Astros. And then Beltran was there as well, right? So who gets blamed on this one, right? Because the owner washed his hands, and he didn't even say, oh, he didn't take any of the blame. He just said, well, I didn't know. I didn't know what's going on. The GM said he didn't know.
The manager didn't know. The fact that the owner fired everybody just about lets me know he didn't know. Because then you would have to worry about those guys you fired basically
coming back,
diming
saying,
you out. Diming you out.
It's a good point. But, I mean, so who – Altuve was there? I mean, Altuve came up with this idea to put a buzzer on his chest, if this is true?
Oh, no, I think the managers knew. Manager knew for sure.
Someone had to
– Yeah. But you know how the owners are. Sometimes they just keep them out of the loop.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to JB. Chestnut Hill. JB, what's up, brother?
Yeah, who, bud?
Hey, man.
Great show as usual. You too. Like, by the way, LJ Fort is rocking 58 this, you know, in
he was
as well. But
yeah.
He was in that, and we didn't want him here, but he got you know, he got an extension down in Baltimore. I guess that's how much we know about linebackers anymore.
He did.
Yeah. But side note, John, I sent you a picture of Clowney's hit. I changed gears because John Runyon, he is a fraud with a capital F, and I'm so embarrassed now that he did not stand up as a man and be like, hey, you know what? You're right. In my personal opinion, it's this. But as far as the NFL is concerned, it gets a wash. Because guess what? If that's anybody but Carson Wentz or Cam Newton's been getting cheap shotted for the last 5 years. He's getting lit up by linebackers late and everything else. Mm-hmm. If that was Tom Brady or some other statue who's on their way down, they would have called the state police and probably locked
15-yard penalty immediately.
Easily.
Immediately,
yes. And so, like, that's nonsense. And then, you know, you always know someone's lying when they just continue to give you examples and excuses of why they did
something. He wasn't down. In this picture, he was down. The knees were down.
Yeah, that's right? What I'm saying.
He's down. He's got a knee and a hand down. And if you watch the full video, Jadeveon Clowney, look, if you're lowering a shoulder on your way down, I get that. It's bang, bang. Things happen. You see him direct
his head in a spearing motion. This isn't a shoulder where you run over a guy and you rub over his head and you hit his shoulder on the way down, shoulder to a head, and it happens. That happens. Clowney led with his shoulder and his head on an angle. He did it on purpose. That's nonsense. Runyon, you're a fraud. I'm so surprised. He should be ashamed of himself to even be, especially being a dirty ex-NFL player. He should be like, he should actually be like, yeah, I think he got one over on it. Sorry.
Do you know what he shouldn't have done? He shouldn't have done the interview if that was what he was going to say. He should have just said, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Right, because he sounds more fraudulent than, like, Major League Baseball with how they're handling all this stuff. Like,
I agree. Did Runyon really think he was going to convince us that that shouldn't have been a penalty?
Oh, yeah, John, you're right. You're right. Never mind. Never mind.
Like, come on, man. I was born at night. It wasn't last night. But, so, anyway, going back to the baseball stuff, look, the video with the wires and the buzzers, that's bananas and pajamas as far as I'm concerned. That's next level. That's because Daltrey and Denise, apparently, at least that's the name of the Twitter account, she's saying that there was a guy who sat in the tunnel and it was his job to buzz when he saw the signal. And that's what the players who wore, and it's more than two guys apparently, that wore the buzzers, that they were giving them the signal. I think the Astros should be, every single player should be stripped from, it doesn't matter, because guess what? If you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound. Keep your money, keep your ring. They don't mean, you know.
Yeah, they're not going to mean anything.
Yeah, that came from the owner anyway. Right. That's up to the owner to.
Right. It should be wiped out of baseball's history. This is worse than, like, the Black Sox scandal in, you know, in the 20s or whatever. And this is now I can't believe I'm saying this. This is actually worse than Pete Rose, because you're using technology to physically cheat. That's different. That's like the combination of having a cork bat, using pine tar, stealing signals, and having video in your ear.
But it's different. JB, love you, man. And it's Mark Cerise on 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from our brand new Tasty Cake Studios, Ike.
It almost doesn't seem real. It seems like something from a movie.
I can't believe that.
Right? It seems like it's a baseball movie.
And honestly, it's really like, it's not all that complex to put a buzzer. It's just to put a buzzer on a guy and have somebody sitting there picking up
those
signs and doing it.
Yeah.
Right, it's not like a chip implanted in him or anything like that. It's
well, that's the next step.
Yeah, really.
That's the next step.
So how do you solve it? I've heard somebody say this, and it's maybe something they're talking about, which is you put an earpiece in the pitcher's ear, in the catcher's ear, and somebody in the dugout gives the signs via you got the iPods or whatever, or the Apple pods,
some type of device.
Yeah,
tablet.
That'd be so lame. I guess it's changing the game. That's the unfortunate fallout of this. And I don't disagree that they should probably do that. But like signs, organically stealing signs, like that's part of what made baseball.
I agree with you.
Playing baseball fun, and now they've ruined that for everyone by taking it to the next level. It's not just I don't think it's just the Astros, by the way.
No, it's not.
I think it's other teams.
I think it's absolutely all of baseball. But they're making an example of the Astros.
Well, because they're caught.
Yeah, because they're
caught. Right. I mean,
except for the Phillies.
Hold on. So you're telling me cheating is running rampant through baseball still?
I think you have the teams that do it, you have the teams that are good at it, and you have the teams that don't do it. Right? Like, if you're a manager, like Gabe Kapler, for instance, if Gabe Kapler didn't want this going on, Gabe Kapler probably told his guys, no, we're not doing this, right?
You know, listen, it's one thing we know about Gaber. He's not taking shortcuts.
An emotional warrior.
No.
Yeah, the Gaber is not, he would not allow this.
No, so I think there's organizations that, I mean, honestly, for me, it's the baseball nerds that have ruined this sport, from freaking launch angle to all the other advanced analytics to this crap.
Jack,
Jack, you don't see the old school or the regular baseball GM doing this kind of crap. They're out there with like Mick Billmeyer with binoculars. That was a big deal. It's like, whoa, he's using binoculars. They're wearing a wire, for crying out loud. Like Donnie Brasco.
Right, it's true.
It's insane.
It's true, man.
And you know what? Don't you kind of like it?
Should make a movie out of it.
No, but I'm saying, like, don't you appreciate the lengths that they went to try to? I mean, and it really had a huge effect.
They won the World Series.
They won the World Series, and they went back. You know, it's.
So you mean to tell me all of that? Scouting department and developmental players and farm system.
Half of it's crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at Altuve's splits home and away. Mm-hmm. Look at the Astros 2017 splits home and away. I haven't been able to do it. I haven't looked at it from 2019.
Yeah.
It's a huge coincidence the guys are batting the difference between what they were on the road and what they are at home. Let's go to Prince. Prince in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Prince!
What's up, brother?
Hey, to answer your question, Johnny, the worst cheating scandal was Steve Phillips and the receptionist in the Mets organization.
Well, that was pretty, that was a different cheating scandal, but yes.
I missed out on that one.
He was messing around.
Hey, don't worry about it.
They're a mess. They're the Cleveland Browns of the MLB. And Jessica Mendoza, her comments was just as disgusting. Like, they need to just blow the Mets up and make them like the Arizona Mets or something, because they – it's just terrible.
Jessica Mendoza, real fast, who is works for ESPN, obviously, but also somehow an advisor for the Mets. She's blaming the player that came out and more or less was the whistleblower. She's saying he shouldn't have done that. Her criticism for that, not actually the – she didn't have words to say about the actual scandal. She's talking about the whistleblower today.
And Ike, you know how the dirty hit on Carson was dirty? Because Jameis Winston played 16 games. Nobody headhunted him. They wanted him in the game. So that's how you know they wanted Carson out. So
that's a great line, Prince. Great line.
When I listened to Runyon, it sounded like My Cousin Vinny at the end. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I lost mad respect for John. But, yeah, you could tell that was a headhunt. Like you said, Cam Newton, Watson, Wentz, these quarterbacks that can hurt you with their legs and frustrate you, they seem to be the ones that's getting headhunted.
It's always
so. Yeah. How can you not say it was a dirty hit?
Yeah, I don't understand how you look at that play come away thinking that like everything's fine with that play.
They officiate. Mike Vick always had this. Mike Vick always was officiated differently because he was a runner, and I think they looked at it and said like, well, a defender's not sure if he's going to give it up or not. So how can you police him the same way that you would like a lead-footed Tom Brady?
Now listen, I would understand if Carson wasn't headed down. Like he was headed down and Clowney is coming from behind. So here's the thing, right? They're trying to teach us to wrap up. I can't believe we're still talking about this, but Runyon came on today. They teach us to wrap up. So if I'm coming from behind to make that tackle, the first thing I would lead with or the first thing that would make contact with Carson would be my arms, because I would be lunging to grab his legs to tackle him. If I'm trying to make a clean tackle and not be penalized or trying to hurt him, that's the tackle that I'm making. This wasn't a head-on collision where it's almost your natural instinct to duck your head and go in there, deliver a hit. Carson isn't a threat to run you over. That's first of all. You're coming from behind. And the only way you're able to get that type of hit on him is if he's going down. If he's running, you can't make that type of hit on him. You had to wrap him up. But because you know he's not a threat to run, he's basically down, or at least a knee on the ground where he's going down, this is really just an opportunity for you to get a shot in on him.
Which is
to where he can't protect himself. And I'm telling you, as defensive players, we're taught, and I even said it when we played the Cowboys, John, when Dak was hurt with his shoulder. Remember I was saying that week, if I'm Fletcher, if I'm Brandon Graham, I take a 15-yard penalty early. Take it early in the game just to get a shot on him.
You're waiting on him.
Yes. Yeah. Crush him. That's what Jadeveon Clowney did. Clowney was expecting a flag, I bet you. Because the way he's looking at it, first drive of the game, it's a 15-yarder. Hey, this may be a hit on him that he don't recover from. We'll take the 15 yards
and
right now.
And he didn't.
And he didn't recover from
and
it.
And he didn't get a penalty.
And he didn't get the flag.
That's unbelievable.
And he didn't get the flag.
It's unbelievable. And the fact that the league didn't find him, and then John Runyon came on the radio and tried to explain why they didn't find him. It's just – this is the NFL, man. But see, here's the thing I don't understand. Normally, we complain about the NFL because they're overprotective of the quarterback.
Right.
Why aren't they protective of the quarterback in this case?
Right.
Because, he was running. He was outside the pocket. He was running.
Yeah. Even if you say you don't want to find him, right? At the very least, that's a 15-yard unnecessary roughness penalty. Hitting a defenseless player, penalty. Mm-hmm. It's a fifth. Now, it wouldn't have changed Wentz playing in the game because the impact had already taken place. But you don't throw a flag. And then you spent two weeks trying to justify why you didn't throw a flag and why everything was okay with it.
Let's go to David, Germantown. David, how are you?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Good evening.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi.
What's up, David?
What's up, brother?
That was cheating, though.
What's that?
The way he clowned me once, that was cheating. But we back on baseball. That was cheating, man. Can't get caught the way I was raised. You play sports or whatever you're doing, like, nothing's illegal till you get caught. Gambling,
well,
stealing,
I think, David, there's a difference between a penalty and cheating, right?
Mm-hmm.
A holding penalty is not the same as
that's not cheating.
As videotaping another team to try to pick up their signals, right?
I mean, that's different.
Right.
Yeah.
Scuffing a ball is a little bit different than wearing a wire.
Yeah, getting caught pulling someone's shorts in basketball, holding them from being able to run through a screen or what have you, isn't cheating. They'll call you for a foul. That's a personal foul if you get caught.
Right.
Right? But you're trying to gain an edge, right, out there on the court. That's not the same thing in baseball.
No, it's a foul.
Baseball, there's actual cheating going on.
And normally I like it, but this is crazy. Got a Door and Windows big winter sale has been extended through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
Come on, man. You cheat on your taxes?
No.
There's three people I don't play with. The IRA, the ARA, and the S.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play with those three people.
Yeah, no, but see, that's the thing with Major League Baseball is that, like, and that's the thing that bothers me most about baseball is that they knew that there was something going on. They knew. Other teams knew. Jack did. I mean, last year we heard during the season, in particular about Cora, that the Yankees were so worried about what the Red Sox were doing. And kind of the talk around it was they steal signs. It was well known that that's what they do. Do I think that they knew they had a buzzer? They're wearing a wire? No, I don't think that. But Major League Baseball, if they wanted to figure this out, they could have. If Major League Baseball wanted to end this, they very well could have. The problem is it's become public. So you watch what happens now that this video is out with Jose Altuve. You watch now. They're going to lay the hammer down even more on these guys.
Should.
Let's go to Angry Al.
Hey, Angry Al.
Angry Al, how are you?
Johnny Mark.
What's up, buddy?
What up, Al?
What's up, Mike?
I'm sorry, I went too early.
So, another 4-hour crying session, huh?
What are you talking about?
On which end, me or John? Which one?
Everybody crying about the cheating in baseball, crying about the clowny hit, all of that. Look, the baseball thing,
yes.
And Johnny, you know this. I'm an old school baseball guy, and that what dude said earlier. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You were taught that as a baseball player as a child.
Who was taught that, Al? Nobody was taught that, Al. I didn't teach my kids that. Come on, Al.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know where y'all play baseball.
What? So you're telling me an 8-year-old in Little League is being taught by their coach that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You're on drugs today, Al. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. But you're taught to steal signs as a little kid. Major League Baseball has already said they're not going to do nothing to the players for stealing signs as part of the game.
Well, but what Altuve was doing is not a part of the game.
Okay, but I agree that they went too far with the electronic stuff, with the buzzers and all the rest of that. Okay, so you burn these people that did this and all, but you're not going to stop cheating in baseball. And you can say you never heard it before, but most people know that if you're playing baseball, you're trying to figure out a way to get an edge. It's the American way. Everything you hear on TV now is, oh, you want this life hack? You want to figure out how to make life easier or shortcut on life? Everything about America is getting the advantage. Come on, man.
Al, you know, yes, go ahead.
No flag, no foul, huh?
Of course,
yeah. And Ike, you would have hit if it was that and you were on the field. You're going to tell me you don't take that hit?
Sure. Oh, I don't blame – no, I don't blame Clowney.
You don't get to cry about it now.
No, Al, I don't blame Clowney. He did what a football player does. No, this –
That's right.
No, I don't blame –
And I guess you weren't taught to take
but
the quarterback out if you could either.
No, the point that I'm making is that it still should have been a penalty. That's the point that I'm making.
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
I think he thought he was going to get a penalty.
Yes, that's all I was saying, yes.
The referees missed it. But the main point is, dude, that was a month ago already, wasn't it?
It's close.
But Runyon was
like
on
it.
Today.
Yeah, but I understand where he's coming from. And we had sort of moved past the clowny hit, but Runyon was on today.
Yes, and he sounded like he sounded, which made it relevant again.
It brought it back up.
Absolutely.
Yes, made us have to talk about
Coming
it.
Up, the Alex Cora audio that we were just talking about. Wait till you hear how shady it sounds. Wait till you hear this. I mean, the Astros took this cheating to a whole new level. And I wonder what's going to come out about the Red Sox now. I wonder. I mean, they fired this guy, Carlos Beltran, who was involved in the Astros as well. He was thought to be like the point man, the lieutenant for Alex Cora. The Mets signed him to be their manager in the offseason. They fired him today.
Yeah, that's over.
It's done.
Yeah, good luck, Carlos, getting a managerial job somewhere else.
He's done, and I got to imagine Altuve, after this video comes out, he's going to be in big, big trouble.
Do you ban them from baseball, or do you just send a memo to these owners behind closed doors that I would advise you guys not to hire Carlos Beltran?
I mean, there'll be conversations. I don't think anything in writing.
Right.
Yeah, these guys are going to have to pay for a couple of years.
Because you can't let them back in baseball.
It's going to be tough.
Because nobody can trust you.
It's going to be tough. They took it. I mean,
whoever hires them, that fan base, I mean, that media.
Oh, no.
That's a story.
Just sharpen up the pitchforks and get ready to go. Mark Sinriso, 94 WIP. What do you hear this Alex Cora audio? That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.